Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
An independent report is faulting Middlesex County prosecutors' handling of a domestic assault case that freed defendant Jared Remy the day before he allegedly murdered his girlfriend Jennifer Martell in Waltham this summer. Middlesex County District Attorney Marion Ryan commissioned the report and says she's since established new policies that should prevent such tragedies from occurring in the future. WBUR's Fred Bever reports.
On August 13th of this year, Jared Remy was arrested on assault charges after allegedly pushing his girlfriend, Jennifer Martell, face first into a bathroom mirror at their Waltham home. She won an emergency restraining order against him that night. The son of the former Boston Red Sox player and broadcaster Jerry Remy, Jared, had a lengthy history of prior arrests, including for violence against women. When he was arraigned in Waltham District Court the next day, prosecutors recommended he be subjected to a no-contact order, but also that he be released on his own recognizance and without bail, which he was. Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan now says that was a mistake.
When you look at the way that this tragic case has unfolded, it is inescapable that we should have made a different recommendation as to bail.
A day after Jared Remy was freed, alarmed neighbors called police back to that Waltham home. Officers say they found Martell slashed to death and a shirtless Remy splattered with blood. He was arrested for murder. District Attorney Ryan commissioned a report on the case by two former prosecutors. That was after she was criticized for defending the initial recommendation that Remy be freed with no bail. Report co-author Kevin Burke says that in general, Ryan's office operates with good standards and procedures. But in this case, he says, there were deficiencies, particularly the failure to seek a dangerousness hearing that could have kept Remy behind bars longer.
In hindsight, of course, this defendant was and is dangerous. In order to ensure that there is a sufficient analysis of whether bail or dangerousness should be considered, our recommendations were that there needs to be more consultation and supervision at that stage.
Ryan acknowledges her staff gave too little weight to Remy's prior record. New policies for supervision and training now in place, she says, would make for a different outcome.
In light of the changes we have made, I would expect that there would have been a different recommendation. What would have happened once that recommendation was made? Obviously, we can't say.
Ryan declined to say whether the assistant DA who recommended that Remy be set free faced any disciplinary action. Jared Remy's trial for murder and other charges is set for next October. He is being held without bail. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.